This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And our second hour's first guest is from a very popular television show, Blacklist. Megan Boone will be joining us. And then we have Allison Moore and Kevin Ryan. And we're going to be talking about the NBC's official broadcast for Red Nose Day, airing a star-studded night of special Red Nose Day programming on Thursday, May 21st from 8 to 11 p.m. We'll have a lot of stars. Ben Stiller, Jack Black, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, and we'll be chatting to them about that. Later on in the hour from CBS News, we have our friend Leslie Stahl, and we'll close out hour number two talking about small businesses with Cheryl Nelson. And that's all coming up this hour live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi Today. We'll be right back with Megan Boone.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a compromised immune system, so I've been taking the three veggie and three fruit for 2 years, and I have not gotten sick. It's unbelievable. I feel like a normal person. I'm not tired. I don't wake up tired, and it's just amazing to me that there's such a difference.
I don't get sick. Everybody around me got the flu this year. My wife had it. My grandkids got it. And I haven't gotten sick at all. My energy level is better. Body aches and pains, I just don't really have them anymore. The pills are incredible, and they're doing me a world of good. So thank you very much for that.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
We are live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi Today. I'm ecstatic to have our next guest with us. She has been with us several times in the past. She is a terrific talent. She really is. And we spoke, too long ago about one of the seasons of her hit. And I mean hit. On NBC, of course, it's Blacklist, and they're back for season number 6 at a new time this season, 8 p.m. on Friday nights from NBC. Joining us right now is the lovely and talented Megan Boone. Hi, Megan. Welcome back to the show. Nice to have you here, and congratulations.
Hi, Ron. Thank you. Thanks for your kind words. Nice to be here.
Well, you know, when we first started talking about this, and it doesn't seem like 6 seasons ago, we were talking about a new show called The Blacklist, and here we are now commencing upon a new season, and a very different season, too, I might add. This season is going to rock the boat a little bit, am I not correct? Kind of change the storyline, if you will?
Yeah, it is. Time flies. We had one of the biggest reveals of the 5-season series at the end of season 5 last year, when my character, Elizabeth Keene, discovered that who she thought was her father, Raymond Reddington, the character played by James Spader, was in fact an imposter, and that her real father was the bag of bones that she's been searching for a long time now. And she doesn't want anyone to know that she knows this secret. because everyone who's gotten close to the truth about this imposter, Raymond Reddington, has ended up dead.
Yeah.
So he is traveling lightly and trying to figure out the truth.
You know, Megan, that's a huge, huge turn of events. I mean, when you go into syndication, you're going to be all messed up on the storyline because of this huge change. Man, that's major league difference.
Yeah, and I was so excited to discover it last year when they released the, top secret sides for me and only a couple other people with this reveal. Because it just opened up a world of possibilities for the coming season.
Yeah.
And it gave the show new life.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, there's a lot of cliffhangers out there that over the years, and of course the famous one was Dallas with JR, that you really want to tune in for. And this is one of them. There's no question about it. This duffel bag of bones, expand on that a little bit.
Well, it was a real cliffhanger last season for the whole season. We were trying to find the bones, and Tom Keene actually died trying to discover the secret of the bones, and that was a big event for our series. A lot of people were sad for the loss of Tom Keene. He was a character people loved to hate and hated to love and everything in between, so we were all sad to lose Ryan Eggold, but we gained the momentum of this incredible storyline where the bag of bones actually ends up being my character's father.
Yeah. Well, I would love to ask you what's next, but that would just tear away the whole suspense of a cliffhanger. But I have no idea how much I want to ask you how you found this out and how this bag of bones came about. I mean, this is really a change of venue, if you will.
It is. It propels us in a new direction. And, cover your ears if you don't want to know, but this new season, Red Reddington actually gets caught by the law without turning himself in this time.
Oh,
as
wow.
Some big fans of the show know, Raymond Reddington turned himself into the FBI. This time he gets caught, and so we spend a lot of the series trying to figure out how to get him out. And Elizabeth Keene is his only real tether to the world.
Yeah. You know, the Red Reddinger character, please, as you said, by James Spader, is a character you love to hate, you know? I mean, do you agree with that? I mean, this guy is kind of a squirrely guy, but boy, he is the center of attention. There's no doubt.
He's a very, very bad guy.
Yeah.
But he takes up a lot of air in the room, which is bad, but also very entertaining to watch somebody who takes up that much space.
I love that. Takes up a lot of air in the room. Well, you are no stranger to the entertainment business. Feature film, My Bloody Valentine, and Sex and the City 2, and then you went on to be about Cherry, an independent film, and Law and Order, Los Angeles. What is the difference for you as an actress, and I can't believe I'm asking this kind of Barbara Walters question, but doing a television show and doing a movie? Because this show, Blacklist, is much like doing a movie every week. I mean, this is a very complicated thing. It's not, a sitcom where there's just one set and three camera shoot and an audience.
Yeah, I would compare it to, for runners, it's like the difference between a sprint and a marathon. A feature film is, it all happens very quickly. You've got to be on your game. You have to figure your character out and the arc of your character by the time you guys start producing the film, ideally. And with the television show, the character really grows with you. I had the fortunate opportunity to play a character on a TV show who starts out as a rookie and really gets her sea legs throughout the series. And I definitely feel like that happened for me throughout this marathon. I started out as being very new to being a television star and being on set every day and figuring out how to work that hard and memorize that many lines and do 12 pages a day. And then it becomes much easier. Mm-hmm. It's a lighter lift because you sort of exercise those muscles. And now I feel capable in the same way. I mean, going into season 6, I'm on top of it, and so is my character. So I think that really reflects, and that's what happens in a show. You are the character, and the character is you.
Yeah. Where do you film it, Megan?
We're in New York City. So we film all around New York within an hour or so of the city itself on location because the Blacklist takes place all over the world.
Right.
So we have to double New York City and the outer boroughs and the outer suburbs and so forth for different places around the globe. And it's a great city for that. So it's really nice to be here. It's the dream to shoot in New York City.
Oh, sure it is. You know, I know that the scenes are in New York City. The reason I asked that question, and you could attest to this, that so many times a movie or television show will take place in a certain city, but because of tax breaks and everything else, they go to an entirely different city and build the city that they say they're in. But I mean, they'll have a show in Los Angeles that has all the right settings, but they'll go to North Carolina because of the ability to have some tax breaks from the state and recreate Los Angeles in North Carolina. It's strange, man. It really is. But how long does it take? You know, I've asked this question before, but my memory isn't as good as it always is. How long does it take? How many days does it take to do an hour episodic adventure?
It takes 8 to 10 days, depending on the script size.
Yeah.
This season, we've kept it slim. We've kept it to 8 because we've really gotten the hang of the show. And
sure.
But in the past, when we first started, we had longer shooting schedules.
Now you're into a grind. Well, that's the way it should be. Well, look, I congratulate you. I really mean this. A sixth season, and the show really, as I mentioned in the introduction, ladies and gentlemen, is sensational. It wouldn't last this long if it wasn't just that. And the time now is Friday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern Time on NBC. That's their new night this season.
Perfect, Ron. Yes, you got it.
Okay.
You're a pro.
Boy, I've been rehearsing that for 2 weeks. Now, and I want you to know that I've come no cue cards or anything. Well, Megan, you have a wonderful sixth season. Please join us again. You're always welcome here. You're a terrific guest, and as I mentioned in the introduction, a great beauty and talent. And I really wish you'd come back.
Thank you, Ron. I will. It's a real pleasure to talk to you.
Good.
I'll talk to you again.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Megan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, dear. Megan Boone has been our guest. Well, I tell you, she is one talented lady. And again, the sixth season of The Blacklist with a new time, Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on NBC.
Thank you.
You are very welcome, Megan. And during these crazy times, I just want to drop in here for a moment and remind everybody to still be very, very careful. I know a lot of businesses and a lot of states now are releasing the formality of quarantine, and that kind of gives the impression that it's okay to do what we used to do a couple of months back and not have the separation of people and, you know, go out and party and have a good time. And, of course, that's our goal, everybody's goal. Everybody's going wacko by staying inside. But the fact of the matter is we have to be cautious. And I remind everybody to take as much care as they possibly can for your sake and for the next person's sake. We also invite you, if you're lonely, to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com. ronsegi.com. When you go there, you can listen to our latest show, this one, on demand 24/7. And if you want to check out another website, it's Segi Sings, which talks about our concert tour with a 15-piece orchestra, which temporarily is on hold until this quarantine passes because we can't have big audiences in a single venue. But we will return with that, too, hopefully very, very soon. We are going to pause for just a moment. There's a whole lot more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
All across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi Today. Well, we're proud to announce that NBC is going to be the official broadcast partner for Red Nose Day. It's going to be airing a star-studded night of special Red Nose Day programming on Thursday, May 21st. Mark it down from 8 to 11 o'clock Eastern and Pacific Time. And joining us right now are two very knowledgeable people who are going to be part of the big show, and that is Kevin Ryan, who is the CEO of the Covenant House, one of the largest charities across North and Central America, serving children with all kinds of homeless and human trafficking problems. And Allison Moore is the CEO of Comic Relief U.S., a nonprofit organization that mobilizes the masses to create an awareness and participation around the critical issues identified in the U.N. Sustainable Development Goals. Joining us right now is Kevin Ryan and Allison Moore. Hi, Kevin. Hi, Allison. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Hey, thank you.
Now, let's talk about Red Nose Day, because this has been going on for a long time, and it's a great idea. But this year, there's a little bit of a twist to it because of the fact that there are so many restrictions on getting close to people, our problem with the coronavirus. So tell us how Red Nose Day is going to be handled this time. I love this. This is a great idea.
We are, Red Nose Day is back this year. We are going to be a little bit different. So instead of being having the noses sold in Walgreens, you will still be able to go to Walgreens and see Red Nose Day kind of lit up all over there. But instead of selling them in stores, we are now going digital. So in partnership with Walgreens, we have launched the ability to donate online at noseson.com and then unlock a digital nose. That digital nose gets unlocked on Facebook, Instagram, or Snapchat. Take an amazing selfie of yourself and post that out to everyone on your social handles, friends and family, really helping us get the word out, which is so crucial this year with everything that's happening with COVID, for impact that this pandemic is causing. So we need the public's help and awareness, and we need the public's help this year in donations, of course.
Well, you know, in lieu of the fact of all these problems, this might be a good way to go for a long time, because social media certainly might lead to more exposure on Facebook, Twitter, all the social media platforms, vis-a-vis just wearing it around your neighborhood.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's an incredible way to just sort of, particularly that we're all at home, mm-hmm. on mobile devices, on your websites, on your computers, just really one click to sort of make a difference in a kid's life and to be able to unlock that nose and then spread it everywhere. I think it's a great year to kind of get the word out.
I think that the digital red noses are available on noseson.com, correct?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Now, coming up now on the 21st of May, there's going to be a star-studded show called Special and Celebrity Escape Room, starring Ben Stiller, Jack Black, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Adam Scott, and it's produced by Ben Stiller, very talented. talented guy. This is a staggering figure. Since the launching of Red Nose Day in 2015, it has raised more than $200 million and positively impacted the lives of nearly 25 million children. And one of the recipients of these funds is the Covenant House, of which the CEO is with us, Kevin Ryan. Tell us about this. This is a great organization, founded back in 1972.
Thanks so much. This is a desperate time for kids who face homelessness. Shelter in place means one thing if you have a place, but what does it mean if you don't have a place and you're a kid and you're alone on the streets and you're worried about where you're going to sleep or eat, and now whether or not you're going to be infected? So Red Nose Day helps Covenant House in 31 cities across 6 countries be love in the world for those young people. No questions asked, brings young people off the streets into shelter and helps them rebuild their lives. Sometimes it's kids who've aged out of foster care. Sometimes it's kids whose parents have died. But whatever the reason, there are many young people who are alone and don't have an inspiring circle of love around them. Because of Red Nose Day, Covenant House can help tens of thousands of children turn their lives around. And we could never do this without Red Nose Day, which is why we're excited about millions of Americans going to nosedesign.com and downloading their digital nose and being part of this movement of love. Each time that happens, it's a little spark of light, and when millions of us do it, it's going to be joyful and light in a time of great unknowing and darkness. It's true, this is a really challenging time at Covenant House, especially for sick and symptomatic kids, but it is also true that the pandemic reveals people's real characters, and we are seeing such flourishing of love in our emergency rooms and in our grocery stores and with folks who are on the front lines every day taking the sick to the hospital. It's a time of challenge, but it's just also a time of beautiful, beautiful generosity.
Now, you talk about being in all 50 states, but you also just mentioned that in 2019, you addressed 6 countries with nearly 75,000 young lives. That's unbelievable. You wrote a book called Almost Home, which is a true story of 6 teenagers that faced homelessness, violence, heartbreak in their areas where they called home. You know, when you think about the problems that we're having now, some of these issues take second seat, but it really shouldn't. And as you mentioned before, both of you, that the problem is even elevated during these tough times with this coronavirus.
I think that that's absolutely true. One of the more astounding developments for me has been seeing former Covenant House young people who are now on the front lines. Dr. April Ray, who was a homeless young person when she was 13 years old in Anchorage, Alaska, is now working the front lines in Seattle, Washington. Dr. Anthony Sutton, who was homeless as a kid in Houston, is now on the front lines at Baylor. One of our board members at Covenant House in New Orleans, Tawana, was a decade ago homeless with a baby in her arms wearing only a bra and panties at 11 o'clock at night when she was fleeing a domestic violence situation. Today she has her own home. She's graduated from college. She's raised a really remarkable son, and she is running a health clinic in the Lower Ninth with poor and sick folks in Louisiana and New Orleans. There is this truth here that if we hold fast and help young people get through this, they will be the doctors and the nurses and the EMTs and the frontline workers who keep this country strong in the next generation. I'm seeing it right in front of me right now.
Well, I tell you, whoever invented this Red Nose Day, either one of you know who came up with it, that icon of the red nose?
Yes, it was created by our award-winning writer director Richard Curtis.
Wow, he did that.
So he started that in the UK, and it has raised over $1 billion globally in the UK.
That's great.
And in his spare time, he actually created the best movie of the year last year called Yesterday. Well, he does all that he does. He is an amazing artist and also one of the planet's great humanitarians.
Go to noseson.com right now to get your nose, and then be watching NBC on May 21st from 8 to 11 o'clock Eastern and Pacific time for this great show that is going to be a special Red Nose program with Ben Stiller, Jack Black, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Adam Scott. And joining us have been our guests from the CEO of Covenant House, Kevin Ryan, and the CEO of Comic Relief, a nonprofit behind the Red Nose Day, Allison Moore. Allison, Kevin, thank you for joining us. Be safe.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What a great organization and a terrific idea. I mean, this Red Nose concept is just took off like crazy. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden, the apparent Democratic nominee for president, denied a former staffer's claim of sexual assault and called for the release of any potential records related to the allegation, except those at the University of Delaware.
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
In a written statement issued just before the interview, Biden called the allegations, quote, complicated, and said women deserve to be treated with dignity and respect.
Believing women means taking the woman's claim seriously when she steps forward and then vet it, look into it. That's true in this case as well.
The former staffer, Tara Reid, has asserted in numerous media interviews that she's filed personnel complaints with the Senate alleging she faced harassment in Biden's office. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live all across the USA and around the world. If it's trending, it's right here on Ron Segi Today. Delighted to have our next guest with us. She is certainly a staple in broadcasting and journalism. She has hosted 60 Minutes correspondent since 1991, the CBS News White House correspondent during the Carter, Reagan, and George H.W. Bush presidents. Also hosted Face the Nation and now an author of a book that I really like. It's called The Joys and Science of the New Grandparenting, Becoming Grandma. Our guest is Leslie Stahl. Hi, Leslie. How are you?
Hi, Ron. I'm great. Things are beautiful here in New York.
Well,
right? It's raining. Are you in New York?
No, actually, I'm in sunny Orlando, Florida.
Come on.
Leslie.
Don't tell me.
Just before I went on the air, I had to go take that shield off the front of my car because it was
too sunny.
Too sunny. You know what I'm saying. It's terrible. First of all, Leslie, I love this book, but I must tell you before we start talking about it, my grandmother, and I never met my father's mother, but my mother's mother certainly didn't look like you. She was a little Italian lady, about 5'2", with a bun, and always wore black. There was always someone she was mourning. So I have to tell you that you are one of the best-looking grandmas I've ever seen, I want you to know.
No, if you look around at baby boomer grandparents, we make it our careers to stay young. You know that. Are you a baby boomer?
Yes, I am. Yes,
yeah,
I am.
There you go. I mean, we don't have gray hair. We have blonde hair.
Right.
How did that happen?
How did that happen?
And we go to the gym and, you know, all of that stuff. We believe in staying in shape. So, you know, looks are a little deceiving because we get just as exhausted chasing after a little kid, you know, as our grandparents did.
The wonders of modern day. Well, let's talk about the book. I recently became a grandfather. In fact, I have a little grandson who's 3 and a little granddaughter that's 1. And I can totally understand what you're talking about, especially when you say that you didn't really think you could fall in love again. These two people just win your hearts over. And you went so far, and this I think was sensational. When you saw this phenomenon come over you, you thought, well, these are some really sociological changes. You went to anthropologists to find out why there are such things as grandmothers and grandfathers in evolutionary terms, the psychiatric and the therapeutic effects of this. I mean, you really delved into it, Leslie.
Well, I decided that if I was going to write this book, which I was asked to write, then it would be a 60 minutes project, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
I would do it as a kind of investigate. I would interview my friends, which I did. I would tell a little bit about myself, but I would do an investigation to try and get behind these unbelievably joyful, elating feelings. What the heck is going on here? Why are we grandparents so universally, all of us, why are we so indulgent with these kids? Where did that come from? You know, when our grandchild's going to be born, I'm going to say yes to whatever they want. It just happens. We all are the same. We think we're all special, but we're all having these very deep feelings, joyous, happy feelings with our grandchildren. We've all turned into mushballs. Grandfathers and grandmothers, both of us. Why are we all doing this in the same way? What's happening? So I interviewed biochemists, and we really, our brains are rewired when we hold our grandchildren. So these changes in us are metabolic, they're hormonal, they're real. We have different kinds of brains when we hold our grandchildren.
The name of the book is Becoming Grandma, but I want to make it perfectly clear, I sound like Nixon now, that this book is applicable not only to grandmas, but to grandpas. Because when I read the book, I thought to myself, boy, Leslie's really onto something here. I don't know where it came from, but it's really on the money.
Well, and I also, Ron, wrote it for my daughter and her generation, because the dynamic between the generations has changed a lot. Our generation, my generation, you and me and all the other grandparents, we are being so careful with our children.
Yeah.
We do not want to offend them lest they say, nah, don't come over and babysit today. We want to be there, and we want our children to want us to be there. So we're all biting our tongue. We're not being critical, or we're trying, let me a minute. We're trying not to be critical. We're trying not to say, we didn't do it that way, and you turned out okay, you know.
You're compelled
to say that, but you don't.
I tell my wife all the time, you know, you were so overprotective of our two sons when my mother and her mother wanted to do things. But I find myself in a real jam. I feel like I'm going to sit on the couch here and have you kind of, you know, straighten me out. And I have two sons, but the one son is the one with the children. And they're helicopter parents, my wife calls them, because they hover over. I've never watched my grandchildren without them around. Now, they're 3 and 1 years old, Leslie, and it's because apparently my wife and I have never done this before. I keep on telling my son, I'm the one that drove your mother to the hospital when you were born, and you don't think I can handle this?
Well, first of all, you have to understand that the mother is having her own body completely transformed by having a baby. Her body's coursing with hormones that are making her hypervigilant. And she's like a lioness, you know. She is watching over that cub. And she doesn't understand herself the way you and I didn't understand our reaction. She has been transformed. We have to be a little understanding of what they're going through. And really, honestly, we cannot criticize them, or they're going to withhold those babies.
Yeah, that's absolutely
right. I've seen it too many times, and I'm warning, in the book, I'm warning grandparents, back off, because you're the father of a son. Mainly, you don't want to piss off your daughter-in-law.
That's
the main thing. I mean, I'm telling you.
No, you're right. No.
And I'm warning, this is one of the messages of the book.
I know, you're absolutely
my
right.
My generation, back off.
I'm actually afraid of the woman, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Exactly. Listen, I feel that way about my own kid. And we have a great relationship, my daughter and I. But, man, I'm not going to get on her wrong side.
No.
I want those babies.
That's exactly correct. There's no question about that. You talk about the baby movers. You know, they have a passion for their work like you and I do later in life. Some cases have to care for our aging parents, and then we want to help our grandchildren do what's right and be with them. That's a pretty hard thing to juggle. That's a lot of balls in the air, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's a lot. You know, we thought when our kids left home that balance of life business that we were juggling all the time was over. And then you have a grandchild, and you're right back into it.
Yeah.
Balance of life. We are exhausted from taking care of our older parents who are living deep into their 90s.
Right.
And our grandchildren and our children who need our help. But when we're with our grandchild, all the worries go away.
Yeah.
We look at those little babies, and as I said, we are filled with joy and happiness. All the troubles just disappear.
You're absolutely right. And you give a couple examples. One of your husband, who unfortunately has symptoms of Parkinson when he's with the granddaughters. You talk about the late Bob Simon, one of your colleagues. Candidly, you know, had effects of severe ongoing depression, but enjoyed being with his grandson, Jack. I mean, you are absolutely correct. In a business like we are in, or any business for that matter.
My husband and with Bob Simon, it isn't only when you're with them. Bob Simon's depression lifted. He wasn't depressed anymore. It wasn't just when Jack was around, his grandson. It lifted. And with my husband, he has Parkinson's, and he had a lot of symptoms, and they disappeared for 1 year.
Wow.
He had no Parkinson's symptoms for 1 year. Now, they all came back. He has Parkinson's. But for 1 year, after my first grandchild was born. So this idea that the therapeutic effect, it isn't just when you're in their company. I mean, it takes over.
Picture Dominic standing at our door, my little grandson, and I open the door, and he's got this big smile on his face. You know, he's all by himself because his parents went to the car. And I look, and he's got vomit all the way down the front of his shirt. but he's glad glad he's at Grandpa's house. Well, Leslie, you've done a great job here. You really have. I urge everyone to go out and get this. Grandmas and grandpas. And you know what? Parents, too. Go out and get this so that you know what we're going through. Right, Leslie?
Exactly.
Leslie Stahl, The Joys and Science of the New Grandparent, and that is Becoming Grandma, and done by one of the most beautiful grandmothers I've ever seen in my life. Hey, Leslie, you're a great guest, and it's a delight having you here. Would you come back and join us again sometime? Love to have you.
Anytime. Ron, anytime.
Thank you, Leslie, and good luck with it. Thanks for writing this. I'm giving a copy to my daughter-in-law now.
Perfect.
She needs to know
That's
what I'm
it.
Going through. Okay. Thanks,
exactly.
Leslie.
Exactly. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Leslie Stahl, of course, from television fame, one of the great journalists of our time. Her new book is out right now called Leslie Stahl, The Joys and Signs of the New Grandparenting, Becoming Grandma. And by the way, this is a perfect Mother's Day gift for mothers, grandmothers. You'll be the hit of Mother's Day with a gift like that. We'll be right back with more with Ron Sedgy today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at St.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331. On Sedgy Today, all across the USA and around the world. Well, with everything going on in the world, we've got a perfect guest coming up here on the show, not only because of the quarantine and the coronavirus, but also in a lot of areas of the country and the South included, of course, hurricane season. You got to be prepared for a lot of things, not only natural disasters, but the disasters like we are going through right now. And we have someone who can help us. She is an instructor and meteorologist for FEMA's National Disaster Preparedness Training. Training Center. A lot of credentials to her name. And she is the founder and owner of, and I love this, Prepare with Cher. Joining us right now is Cheryl Nelson. Hi, Cheryl. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Ron. Thanks for having me.
I meant what I said about the perfect guest at the perfect time, because I think a lot of times people waste their energies and their time staying at home, and they could be doing things like preparing for a natural disaster. Where do we start with something like that? Let's begin with that issue, because there's a lot of time here that we could be using in a purposeful fashion.
A good point, because natural disasters, as you know, can happen anywhere, anytime. So as of being a certified professional teaching preparedness, I've been doing this for a long time, so make sure you have your disaster kit with the essentials, and that does not mean hoarding toilet paper, for example. Make sure you stay active, eat well, talk with your family and friends, and stay positive by focusing on what you can control.
Is there some kind of a checklist that we can go down? I mean, for example, educational fund. Now, my daughter-in-law is homeschooling my two grandchildren, who are only 6 and 4 years old. That's quite a challenge, and she's not, you know, a teacher.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And there are several products that I want to feature today, and that one is amazing. So we have Carson DeLosa Education, which basically is helping to make learning fun. It's one of the nation's leading educational providers who recently launched the Disney Learning Collection, which brings motivation to young learners with Disney magic. So children can practice essential skills through fun, engaging activities with their favorite Disney, Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars characters. The collection has lots of workbooks and flashcards for kids ages 3 and up. CarsonDeLosa.com has everything all for less than $13.
Wow. Really? That's all?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's pretty cool. And they're super cute, too.
Now, somebody was telling me that you were going to chat a little bit about something that I find kind of interesting, and that is home help. Now, when you talk to my wife about home help, the first person that comes to mind is me. I am not, I'm not really fond of that situation. But are there other things that we can do that doesn't necessitate a lot of, in my case, manpower?
Yes. So we're at home a lot, which means more housekeeping. So why not let technology help? And the iRobot Roomba i7 robot vacuum, patented dual multi-surface rubber brushes, pull in dirt, debris, and pet hair from wherever it hides, while a high-efficiency filter captures 99% of pollen, mold, dust mites, and cat and dog allergens. It also has imprint smart mapping, so it knows the kitchen from the living room, giving total control of the cleaning schedule. It has the companion app, where you can create customizable keep out zones, like away from pet water bowls. It's compatible with voice command devices and has hands-free cleaning. And get this, you can get $100 off for Mother's Day.
Let me ask you this, though. You just mentioned something that's kind of intriguing. It knows the difference between a kitchen and a living room?
It does, yeah. It maps out your house, and you can tell it which room is which. So it's pretty cool.
Better than my wife doing it.
Uh-oh, don't repeat that.
I won't do that. Now, you mentioned about pet hair and stuff, okay? There's a lot of talk going on here these days about spending time with your pets, but most importantly, keeping them safe. I understand that they can get the coronavirus, but they can't give it to you. I hope that's the case. Anyway, well, I hope that's not the case. I hope that nobody can get it. But so what are some ways we take care of our pets' needs?
Yeah, so this is super cool, and I'm hashtag cat lady. I've got 4 cats. I'm proud of it. I spend lots of time with them. And like many pet owners with cat allergen sensitivities, and Purina Pro Plan Live Clear is a revolutionary new cat food that has been shown to reduce the allergens in cat hair and dander in as little as 3 weeks when fed daily. So basically, it helps cat owners get closer to cats.
Okay, you bring up a good subject. My wife is the cat lady, too, in the neighborhood. I got more dishes on my front porch than you can imagine. But there is one cat that has adopted us. We didn't adopt him. He adopted us, all right? He comes to the door at 3 o'clock in the morning. He comes in.
Aww.
He eats. I mean, this cat is unbelievable. And, you know, we're kind of concerned about the health situations. And we get extra concerned at night when he leaves, because he doesn't stay here, that, you know, he's in trouble. Because you don't know what he's been out there. He got a couple of scrapes on him, you know, and some cuts and stuff. How do you take care of animals? And I guess in this case, he's part feral and part domesticated. How do you take care of an animal that wears 2 tails?
Oh, my gosh. Well, honestly, I would first say, see if you can adopt the cat, if he'll let you. And I don't know if he's a cat that you could keep inside, but make sure the cat's fixed, of course. Make sure the cat has vaccinations. And just try to, you know, socialize the kitty if you can. That's what I would recommend.
Well, this cat is socialized. There's no doubt about it, only with my wife and I. He don't go to nobody else, nothing. And he'll come in and lay on the floor and lay on the couch.
Aww.
and everything else. And
then sweet then. Maybe keep the kitty inside.
He won't stay inside. There's no litter box. When he's like a dog. You know, when he wants to go out, he goes to the door.
We'll definitely microchip the cat. So that's one thing I would do.
Okay. Are they safe to have when they, you know, like you said, they go in, they're with other cats, and then they come in? I'm always worried about some kind of a disease that's going to be going on.
Yeah, that's why I would definitely take the kitty to the vet and get all the vaccinations and make sure everybody's healthy, for sure.
Okay. Ways to maintain good health. Okay, that's what we're looking for. So what are some priorities we need to really address immediately during this catastrophe and, you know, catastrophes that might come from the standpoint of weather coming up this year?
Absolutely. And, Ron, I don't know about you, but my sleep has decreased. My screen time has increased. And I know a lot of people have anxiety with severe storms as well. So I recently found Objective Fast Asleep Sleep Chocolates. Yes, that's dark chocolate with calming GABA and relaxing saffron to keep you sound asleep all night. Just take one 30 to 60 minutes before bed for improved quality sleep. And also, to help your eyes with all that screen time, Eye Shield protects eyes from the inside out. It's a dissolvable powder that protects from too much blue light and helps relieve eye strain. Just mix with water or juice once a day, and ObjectiveWellness.com has that for 25% off and free shipping using the code HOME.
And you mean to tell me they have a chocolate that puts you to sleep? Yeah, I could be like sleeping all day long.
Right? I know. That's my problem. I'd probably be eating them all day, and I'd never go to work. But hey, if you want to sleep at night, this is the best thing.
And what's the name of it again?
It's called Objective Fast Asleep Sleep Chocolate.
And how do you get it?
You can get it online, actually. So check out their website. And we've got a link to that on our website on tipsontv.com.
Okay, and that's what I was just going to ask you. That's where we go for more information on everything we discussed today and even more?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cheryl, great information. Instructor and meteorologist for FEMA's National Disaster Preparedness Training Center. Also the founder of, and I love this name, Prepare with Cher. Our guest has been Cheryl Nelson. Cheryl, stay safe, and thanks for all the information that you've distributed today on the show, okay?
Thank you. You be safe, too.
Okay, bye-bye. Great ideas there. You know, I mean, really sensational ideas. Cheryl Nelson's been our guest. Stay-at-home essentials. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Your health. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
That's going to put a wrapper on things for our show for this week. We hope you had a good time. Want to thank all of our guests for being part of the show. And our guests include from Blind Spot, Jamie Alexander, Tom Morris Jr., the host of Live PD Wanted on A&E, astronaut Mike Massimino, the MC for the 4th Annual Beverly Hills Dog Show, and that will be our friend Maria Menounos. And also want to thank Megan Boone from Blacklist, Allison Moore and Kevin Ryan talking about Red Nose Day coming up this month, and Leslie Saul from CBS News, along with small business expert Cheryl Nelson. Well, until next week, I'm Ron Seggi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.